you were the first of what was described later as a tsunami of, yeah. of people to come forward. And in your case, your abuser, when approached by the Buffalo News, did confess and say, yes, I did. Tell me, how important was that to hear it from the words of your abuser, that admitting that, excuse me, that, yes, this happened?
You know what? Out of, it's been a year. I think he's the only one who's admitted that he's abused kids. And for that, I give him a lot of credit. It was almost word for word what I was saying that he said a year ago. So for that, I mean, that and where I'm at right now in my life, I'm ready to forgive him and tell him that, that I can forgive him. My faith tells me to forgive him. So, you know, I think he's the only one who's admitted to doing something, abusing kids. So, yeah, I think it was very powerful that he said something, came out.
You talk about your faith. For the first time in many, many years, you said on your anniversary, you're going to walk into a church.
Yeah, it's been 40 years since I've gone to Mass. A lot of victims have reached out to me. Stephanie is one. Savannah is another. And that's what I'm going with.
This is Siobhan O'Connor, the former assistant to Bishop Malone.
Right, right. It's been a year. Usually it's for a wedding or a funeral, but to go to Mass, it's been 40 years, so I look forward to it. I'm at a good place in my life right now. So,
what made you decide that it's time? A lot of victims have said they're done with the church, they can't bring themselves to go back. What made you decide I can?
My faith, for one, because I never lost my faith. I've always believed in my God, and I've always believed in my faith. So, you know, talking with other victims and giving me that strength to do it. I mean, it's a long time coming, and I've always wanted to, and it was just difficult. But talking with the other victims who, helped me through this, it's going to be a moving experience, to say the least.
Many victims are still seeking their justice, and we've had a lot of developments since your revelation 1 year ago. The Child Victims Act was finally passed after many, many years. In fact, it was a push for to pass the Child Victims Act, which brought you out into the open for the first time. Since then, many other victims have come forward, and now, this week, a $300 million lawsuit was filed against the diocese. Did you ever expect what was described as a tsunami to become a tidal wave?
Never expected anything like this. This is just, like, mind-blowing. To see, and it's good that I have the same lawyer, so that's a good thing, that's a plus, but to see all this and to see, and for me, it was a lot has happened in a year with the Child Victims Act passing and all that, and to be there for that, I mean, that was history in the making, and to be there, that was very moving, and have Senator Kennedy call me out on the floor when they passed all that, that was very moving. A lot has happened, and like right now in my life, I'm at a great place in my life. I have my grandkids, my family, my kids. So, I mean, I'm at a great place. My granddaughter and I.
One of them's knocking hello right now.
Yeah. I'm at a great place, and I pray that other victims can get to a place where I'm at right now. A lot of victims won't go to church or can't do it yet. I just hope that one day they can come to peace and be where I'm at right now. I'm at a great place. So I just pray that they can get to that place and be happy and enjoy life instead of carrying all this burden and hurt that they've been carrying for so long.
One concern for the victims is this, and this is completely unrelated to the church scandal, but it was an entertainer, Jussie Smollett, claimed he had been attacked, and then now police have charged him with effectively making it up as an attention grab. Are you concerned that someone like a Jussie Smollett has made it that much harder for real abuse victims, not just the church, but in general?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're going to have that, especially with the Child Victims Act passing. You're going to have a lot of people coming out saying that they were abused and it hurts actual victims. When I seen that and what he's done, that's really, it's unbelievable. It's uncalled for. I mean, because it does hurt us victims.
Now, this that $300 million lawsuit, people look at that dollar amount and they think, wow, that could be devastating to a diocese, to a school. Is it appropriate to seek a penalty that high?
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. And it just goes to show that we victims have been hurt and we've carried this burden. The same things that this woman has gone through, I have gone through. You know, I mean, the alcohol and the drugs and the thoughts of suicide, and I mean, all of that has happened to me through the 40 years that I carried it. So, you know, counseling helps, talking about it helps, stepping forward helps. So there's a lot of things that us as victims can do to help ourselves. It just, something like that, it just brings the attention that there is this abuse going on and people did cover it up. And yeah, I think that's an attention to grab someone's attention that it's $300 million. So yeah, it's not a little penny here. So, but yeah, it's an attention getter.
What do you think might be your first thoughts getting back to your first entry into a mass with Siobhan O'Connor at your side? What do you think is going to be going on in your mind and your soul?
It's a long time coming. Like I said, I never lost faith. I just didn't believe in the little man on the stage, you know, in the costumes and all that. I've always kept my faith. I always, you know, the Catholic religion is a beautiful religion. And in this past year, I've seen a lot of people angry and want to burn it to the ground and all. I don't want to be associated with anything like that. I just wanted to bring attention to what has happened to me and to other victims, and to let it know that people did cover it up, and those people need to be brought forth, you know. And so, you know, that was what I was there to do. I was like the perfect timing for everything, and right place, right time. So to step into the church and that, it's a long time coming, but I look forward to it. I really do.
Given your strong faith and your love of the faith itself, let's say this lawsuit succeeds and proves financially very devastating. People will fear, well, it'll lead to a lot of facilities being closed, schools, churches, parishes. Do you feel the faith itself at its very core can withstand this legal action?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just talking to people who are out there helping us victims and the lady, it will survive it. We will definitely survive. They need to clean house. They need to get the hierarchy who've hid and protected these pedophile priests to step down. And I think the lady and us victims, we can help rebuild the church, I think. You know, this religion, this beautiful religion, I think that's what we need to do. So I'm hoping, you know, I came forward with my story a year ago. Hopefully I can help rebuild the church, you know. So that's my next step, I guess.